Okay, now we're recording. We do have a few licensees on, or applicants on the phone, though.
Everybody ready?
Yes.
All right. I would like to call to order the monthly meeting of the Arizona Board of Athletic Training on February 3rd, 2020 at 9:30 a.m. Do a roll call here, please. Here, Cheryl Ingram.
Here.
Mark Peterson.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Listen up, I have to be on a conference call for I don't know how long, but you guys are going to do cahoots first because I'm hoping this isn't super long.
Jerry.
And Lucy Vonks is going to be here to help you out. It has the name generator and all of that jazz, and hopefully I'm done with this before you're done.
We probably need to have a mute on.
I just muted her.
Okay. Bert Peterson.
Here.
Charles Boffman.
Here.
Jennifer Fadley. Absent.
She was supposed to
Carol come. Carol
here.
Amber Jones.
Here.
Sabrina Kahn.
Here.
All right. Declaration of conflicts of interest. Do we have any? Because the consent agenda is already taken care of, I do not assume I don't have to do that as a conflict of interest since I'm on it. Is that correct?
So you would want to. I believe the vote is for ratification
yes.
of the consent. And you would just, it would still be a recusal of your own individual name, even from a ratification vote.
Okay, so that is a conflict of interest.
Okay.
You can vote on the other ones, just not your own.
Yep.
So that's item 7B, freeze, okay.
Correct, yep. Okay, discuss amend and approval of the minutes. I would entertain a motion to approve the regular session meeting minutes for January 6, 2020.
This is Tuck. I move to approve regular session meeting minutes of January 6, 2020.
This is Bart. I second.
Has it moved and seconded to approve the regular session meeting minutes for January 6, 2020? All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the regular session meeting minutes have been approved. I entertain a motion for the executive session meeting minutes of January 6, 2020.
Mr. Chair, I believe I may have left those off of your meeting materials.
I was just going to ask about that.
Yeah, so we'll have to table that until next month.
Did we lose him?
I see him. Oh, there he is. Eric, we can see you, but we cannot hear you. Okay, he's going to leave and come back. I'm just sending Eric the phone number again.
Hi, I actually, this is Eric.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. I'm here.
Eric Fries?
Eric Quinney.
Okay. Different. I'm sorry, but I should say Mr. Fries. Okay. I know we were going to have one student call in.
Right.
You get a little bit of wind up there, though.
So we were on 4B. So I would entertain a motion to approve the executive session meeting minutes for January 6, 2020.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I stated that those are missing from your board meeting material, so we would have to table that until March.
Oh, okay. All right, number six, review, discuss, possible action, complaints, hearings, investigations, and compliance. 6A, review, discuss, possible action, open complaint. There are none. Initial reviews, none.
Mr. Chair?
All is good.
I'm sorry to interrupt again. Number five needs to...
Oh, my apologies. Yep, review board meeting schedule. Everybody good with those three dates?
I'll be via web. That's on April
6th. I'm sorry, Chuck, say that again. You'd be what?
By the web.
Oh, okay. Okay. 6th. Yep, fair enough.
Unless you do mileage, then absolutely.
Good one.
All right. Number seven, consent agenda. Let me do the 7A first, initial applications approved as written. Obviously, 9 approvals. Those are already approved. Karen, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and then Cheryl, if you would please do B, because I'm obviously on this list.
And this is to ratify B, renewal and reinstatement application, 61 of those. I would entertain a motion to approve or ratify.
This is Chuck. I move to ratify consent agenda 7A and B.
This is Bart. I second.
I'll roll call, please, in favor. Mr. Freeze.
You can't vote on that.
I can't vote.
Cheryl Ingram, aye. Bart Peterson.
Aye.
Chuck Bosman.
Aye.
So Mr. Freeze is recused from both items in number 7?
No, he's recused from his own item, and then he's just abstaining
right.
from the remaining.
Okay.
And then I don't believe that Ms. Ingram had voted.
She did at the very beginning.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. So Eric Freeze. Mr. Freeze, are you an aye on all of those except for yours?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, so if he wants to vote on them, we would just need to ask him for his vote. He recused, which his recusal was really just for his own. Yeah. He can abstain from the remaining. If he wants to vote and not abstain,
this
he's free
so
to do that.
Could everyone hear that?
Yeah. Yes.
So what?
So, Mr. Freeze, did you want to, I know that you're recused from your own application. Did you want to abstain from the remaining items, or did you want to vote in approval for the items for which you are not recused from?
I would vote in approval of the items of which I am not recused.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Number 8, review consideration possible actions on application for licensure. We have an initial application board review on Eric Quinney.
Mr. Chair, Eric Quinney is on the line if you have any questions for him.
Okay. Mr. Quinney, would you like to make a statement before we discuss on our own? I'll take that as a no.
He might be muted.
Yeah, I can see here on our end he's not muted. I don't know, he's not.
Thank you.
Mr. Quinney, are you still present on the phone? Challenges today.
I'm good to proceed if we don't need to hear from Mr. Quinney.
He was present. So if we could just maybe wait a couple minutes just to see if he's able to.
Oh, he says he's on the phone. Sure why my audio isn't working. I'm wondering if this is a WebEx problem. But we can't even see him. Mr. Chair, would you like to move on to the next agenda item until we get Mr. Quinney back on the phone?
Sure, absolutely. Let's just go to 8B then. So reinstatement for Matthew Blackburn. Oh. Mr. Quinney, are you on the line? Guess not. Okay, so 8B1, Matthew Blackburn reinstatement.
Can anybody hear me?
Is that Mr. Quinney?
Yes, it is.
Okay, while we were waiting, we moved to the next agenda item. We'll get back to yours in just a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Blackburn, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Do you need or feel a desire to speak with the board prior to us discussing on our own?
No, I put in my email. It was an oversight. The reminders that come to the board went to my spam and signed it. An oversight on my behalf. Once I realized that I was late, I couldn't make a difference in that day, so those are my apologies for that.
Mr. Blackburn, in your notice, you stated that you worked about a week and a half in January. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How many days is that? Not including Saturdays or Sundays?
About four days.
4 days? Yeah. Mr. Chair, I move to approve the reinstatement of Matthew Blackburn after the issuance of a confidential advisory letter.
This is Cheryl.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement for Matthew Blackburn, following
following the issuance of a confidential advisory letter.
Mr. Chair.
All those in favor?
Mr. Buffman?
Air Tree.
What is the content of the confidential advisory letter? Or what are we advising him on?
For practicing 4 days without a license.
Thank you.
Okay. All those in favor? Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, Matthew Blackburn's reinstatement has been approved. Mr. Blackburn, do you have any questions of the board?
I don't. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, 8B2, Carrie Blackburn, reinstatement.
Hello.
Ms. Blackburn, are you, Mrs. Blackburn, excuse me, you are on the line, obviously.
Yes.
Okay, do you wish to say anything to the board prior to us discussing on our own?
Well, I would just say that I am the Mrs. of the Mr. Matt Blackburn, and so it was an oversight for both of ours.
Okay, and approximately how many days did you practice without being licensed?
3 or 4.
Okay.
This is Bart. I'd like to make a motion to approve the reinstatement or renewal license for Ms. Carrie Blackburn based on the issuance of a confidential advisory letter for practicing without a license for 4 days.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the reinstatement for Carrie Blackburn following the issuance of a confidential advisory letter for practicing athletic training for 4 days without being licensed. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Charles Loughlin? Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Hearing no opposition, the reinstatement for Carrie Blackburn has been approved. Mr. Blackburn, do you have any questions of the board?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, number 9, review discussion possible action, board business and reports, executive director's report.
Mr. Chair,
we want to go back to Mr. Quinney.
Oh, my apologies. Yep. Initial applications for Eric Quinney. Mr. Quinney, would you like to discuss anything with the board at this moment?
No, I would not.
Okay.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
This was something that was disclosed on his initial application?
Yes, it was.
And all other applicable paperwork and fees have been done?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move for the approval of the initial application for Eric Quinney.
This is Bart. I second.
It has been moved and seconded to approve the initial application for Eric Quinney. All those in favor? Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Charles Boffman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, the initial application for Eric Quinney has been approved. Mr. Quinney, do you have any questions of the board?
No, I do not.
I would just like to say I appreciate the fact that you appropriately did your paperwork and appropriately notified the board of that particular incident. Thank you for doing so.
You're welcome.
All right, number 9, review, discussion, possible action, board business and reports, executive director's report.
Okay, item 9A1, the financial report. I included that in your board meeting materials. We've had a bit of a change since the last meeting. As you can see, this is dated, I can't zoom in on it right now, but it's dated, I think, January 23rd. and we have more money, or we're projected to have more money than they said last month. I went through our financials a little bit this morning, and I found that that number might be even higher because they haven't given us credit for a $2,700 payment that we made for our Salesforce licensing. So I'm going to look into that some more because I don't want to go into the end of the fiscal year thinking we have more money than we do. So I'll have more definite numbers for you next month. Recent board staff activities, item 9A2. It's been pretty busy with the legislative session. I've gone across the street for a few hearings, and they have been successful. Item 9A3, board member appointments. Oh, I left those upstairs. I just received appointments for, do you remember who they came in for?
Eric and Bart.
We have one for Eric and Bart. Bart, I sent you the executed copy. So that would mean that we are just waiting on Mr. Buffman. So, and I know that that document was sent in, I believe it was last week, to the Office of Boards and Commissions. So I would imagine I would get the confirmation or the oath from them this week. And then we'll be done for a while.
Anything related to our open board position?
No, nothing.
Amazing.
Yeah. Okay, and then moving on to item 9A4, statistics. We currently have 863 licensees. That's down one from last month, but with the addition of the Blackburns, we'll be up one. And we should have some activity or more activity in the next 2 months because of spring training and other activities. It's usually a busier couple of months for us. We have 9 active consent agreements with the next item due on February 6, 2020, and we have 3 open investigations. Item 9B, which is the 2020 54th Legislature second regular session, the bills to watch. And the continuation bill, which is item 1, SB 1050 for the Board of Athletic Training, was heard over at the Senate and it was transmitted to the House last Thursday, January 30th. So I look forward to getting an invitation to the House to do a presentation over there in the next few weeks, hopefully.
Karen, do you feel as though I should be at that presentation?
I'm not sure. Let me look into that.
Okay.
I remember when I went through this with the Occupational Therapy Board, once it went from one chamber to the other, the second one was just like, yeah, we're good. You don't really need to do much. So, but I will okay. I will check into it.
Okay.
Then 9B2, SB 1073, Athletic Training Board, fingerprinting licensure. That is the one that would require that applicants submit a copy of a fingerprint clearance card at every initial and renewal application. It also allows the board to issue non-disciplinary consent agreements for continuing education, and it removes a paragraph regarding appointing a hearing officer. The one about the hearing officer, I checked with Senator Brophy McGee's office last week. That is a conforming change because we have the Office of Administrative Hearings. We don't need that language in there anymore. So that's why it was removed. So that bill was transferred over to the Senate on Thursday, over to the House on Thursday as well. SB 1127, Athletic Trainers, Dry Needling. This is the association's bill that directs the board to adopt rules to allow sorry, getting my profession wrong, athletic trainers to perform dry needling. So this was also transferred over to the House last Thursday. If it does pass, then the board would have to adopt rules. We have examples from the Board of Physical Therapy. However, their education is different from athletic trainers. So we really have to work with the association, maybe the BOC and ATA to come up with whatever requirements we would have to put into place before an athletic trainer could perform dry needling. Okay, 9B4 HB 2288, State Licensing Fee Waiver. This is a fee waiver for all active military service members and their spouses and all veterans. It has a lot of support. It has been heard at the Senate. It had its two initial hearings. It went to the Rules Committee on, or it will go to the Rules Committee today. So once it goes through rules, it still has a couple of steps over at the Senate, and then it would go transfer over to the House.
Karen, this is Bart. I'm wondering if have we looked at the financial impact on our board for this?
You know,
we have veterans, and
it's really hard to tell. You know, we may have veterans that are already licensed; they cannot apply for a fee waiver. It's only for their first application. But then we have no idea how many military members, spouses, and veterans might apply for a license in the future. I really don't think it's going to be a huge impact, and I hope I'm not surprised. So,
yeah.
You know, when you're looking at $300 per person, it adds up quickly.
Yes. Right, it does.
But, you know, we do have money in our fund to help cover that. So I spoke with our new budget analyst the other day, and you know, we talked about having money in the fund for these things. So I think we'll be okay. Then finally for the bills, the last one that I think the board should be concerned with is HB 2536, which is telemedicine healthcare providers. That adds athletic trainers, occupational therapists, physical therapists, and speech language pathologists to the professions that can practice telemedicine. That had its second read. It has been appointed to two different committees, but they haven't done any hearings on it yet, and nothing is scheduled. So I'm not sure what the delay is.
Okay. Karen, can we go back to 2288?
Okay, so moving back to item 9B4, 2288.
Yeah, I'm just curious, if it passes, would it be prudent for us to budget a line item for this so that when they sweep accounts, they can't sweep this account? Meaning that we have money in there, even if it's just $1,000 or something like that, to cover it so that they don't put us in the hole?
Well, we cannot build it into the 2021 budget because I've already submitted the request in September, and the last time to make changes, I believe, was in November or December. So, but we can look into it for the 2022 budget, which actually I need to start working on pretty soon.
But we would we probably wait till it passes before we did that, correct?
Yes, yes. So, you know, if and when it passes, it'll be probably March or April, and the governor can either have it be an emergency change to statute, which would put it into effect right away, and it wouldn't surprise me if he did that. Or it would go into effect on the general effective date, which will hopefully be the end of August. So,
thank you.
If it goes into effect the end of August, that won't give us much time to figure out how much of a hit we might take, but we can, you know, we can guess to the best of our abilities and build it into the 2022 budget.
Awesome. Thank you.
Any other questions on those? Okay. Item 9C, administrative project status. We have policies and procedures, which are always in the works. And with all of these bills that hopefully will go through, there will be more changes to policies and procedures, especially with the fingerprinting. CE broker implementation, item 9C2. I'm in the same position as I was the last few months. I have not sent out the announcement, but it is available to athletic trainers. Item 9C3, administrative process changes to statutes. I spoke about that when I talked about SB 1073, the fingerprinting licensure bill.
Okay. All right. Number 10, future agenda items. Anybody have anything for that other than myself? All right, hearing none. Karen, I just want to continue to press, I guess not you, but the governor's office in terms of our open board seat.
Okay.
We can continue to have that on there to mention that to them, that to my knowledge, we have an individual or individuals who have applied for that. I just want to know where we are in that process.
Okay.
Okay. Call to the public. Do we have any public?
We don't have any here in person, but we have many on the phone. Well,
okay.
We're down to four on the phone.
If you have a desire to speak, please identify yourself, first and last name, prior to doing so, and the floor is yours if you'd like to say something.
This is Lori White. I would just like to say thank you to Karen with all her work she's been doing on all of the legislative activities that we are going through. And the State Association is, as always, ready to assist, especially if and when dry needling goes through, to help with any rule writing and any other support needed, as she stated during the meeting.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? All right, here is no one else. I would move to adjourn the meeting as of 10:11 a.m.
Ms. Bart, motion to adjourn.
It has been moved and seconded to adjourn the meeting as of 10:11 a.m. All those in favor, Eric Fries, aye. Cheryl Ingram?
Aye.
Chuck Bachman?
Aye.
Bart Peterson?
Aye.
Hearing no oppositions, we are adjourned.